This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
That is the way to start. I really think that, I don't know how long we've been playing a Green Day song before we start. Maybe like right since Vinny got back.
Years.
Yeah, I think sure. Yeah. From the very beginning.
Because that is the way. Mm-hmm. It's just, it gets your blood pumping. You're like in the mood. It's just great. Hi, everyone. It's Tuesday.
Anybody else encounter rain on their way in?
No, I didn't have a way in. It was not raining in the dining room, which is the room I crossed to get.
Coco?
No.
It wasn't. It's kind of hot, actually. Rain, but there was, the ground is fully wet. Oh. Like it rained.
Missed it.
That would be over vacation.
My windshield wipers, but it's that heavy. It's heavy mist. It's not rain, but
yeah. You'll
absolutely trip when you open your door, depending on where you're at, I guess. So nothing in the city then.
No, it's kind of warm actually. When I walked out of my house this morning.
Oh, those days, yeah.
Yeah, but that did happen to me over vacation when I walked out and my car was completely drenched.
Yeah,
but it was warm, so. I don't know, tropical storm, I guess.
Well, good news, as I looked up, it could change because it's, you know, the weather.
The weather.
As they predicted another heat wave, it's nothing like the one we already saw. So
what's it like, 10,
like
20
in
degrees?
In the 90s.
Okay, all right.
And
90s
maybe
we can
they'll
handle.
Hit triple digits way inland, but it won't be what we had.
Yeah.
Which is good because that was ridiculous.
Yes, like, quite warm.
June? Well, this is June?
Right. Well, we should get into that summer weather pattern soon, right? Where it's just foggy at the coast and never quite clears up. And
yeah, that's happening already.
Yeah. I like those days. That's nice, you know. If you really need the sun, go to Walnut Creek. Otherwise, just, you know. Turns out the creek is always sunny.
How is your boy in the creek?
He's commuting. He's a commuter every
day. So he's in the
day.
Car driving right now.
No. He doesn't have to be at work until 11.
Nice.
Right. But that it means he doesn't get home. I don't really see him. I'll see him like briefly as he's leaving around 10. And then
But so that's by design. They've
yes.
decided to have you work. Like you'll drive in after the commute and you'll leave home for home after the commute. As opposed to trying to beat it in the morning and beat it in the mid.
Exactly.
Because you can't.
No.
They're actually smart. That's actually the better way to do it.
Yeah. He said it's still plenty of traffic. But it's, you know, because that's, it looks, I've always thought, like, every time I go over to the East Bay, I'm like, damn, there is, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm sitting bumper to bumper. Like, for why?
Well, on our road trip, we definitely hit points down south where there was so much traffic in the middle of the day. I think it was Saturday. Middle of the day on a Saturday, and you just go, oh, okay, this is beyond normal.
Right.
This has gone the other direction where more people are out than normal. It was kind of crazy. Like, oh, great. We're going to be here. This is extending our trip by hours.
Right.
Oh, well.
We're
driving around in a house. It's fine.
Right. We've got everything we need right here. It's a house. That is, I was telling John about the troubles and travails of your, you know, all the things, the key and the poop hose and the.
Well, overall,
the poo hose.
First of all, I should say, you know, the missus goes, I said, oh, I told everyone about our trip and they, you know, and they loved it. And she goes, great. So how many dramas did you exaggerate? I'm like, get out of here.
Only three of them. Just three.
No, actually, those were the actual stories. And that was the funny part.
I know. There's drama. Come on, stop it.
I mean, we do that, but
that's
part of being a storyteller. Anyway, I think it's fun, and it wasn't as bad or night, but there were Griswold moments.
Of course.
There were definitely...
Look, it's not a trip. It's not a good road trip if there aren't Griswold moments.
Right.
I tell John, I'm like, Vinny's getting an RV.
He goes,
is he? I go, yeah. He said he's going to get one when the kid gets a little older. When the littlest one gets a little older.
No,
you committed to this yesterday.
No, actually,
so
what I said was... Oh, boy.
That laugh right there.
Winding me up, and it's what time? What I said was, we'll do it again when she's a little older, and I'm not opposed to it, but that changes your vacations forevermore. From now on, you go, we're not flying to Europe. We're
driving to Europe.
Or driving to Montana is probably more likely.
Well, sure, why not? You guys, what is it? Is it North Dakota where the four statues are? Mount whatever.
I thought that was South Dakota.
Okay, whatever. You got to go see the Dakotas. You know, that's I
don't know.
No, I got to.
It's not even on my list.
Can I borrow your RV?
You think, yeah,
I'll treat it real nice, Finn.
I'll tell you exactly where we got it. It's
no, I don't want that one. That one sounds janky.
It is.
I want a nice one.
I wonder if they've ever gotten the key. You know what's funny?
I'll be so mad if you get one before I do. Oh.
I'm not getting one.
You are.
Definitely get one before me. When we got to my mom's house and the key is jammed, a broken key is jammed in the doorway, my brother, Jan, goes, who's, you know, Mr. Fix-It guy, he goes, that's so weird. I was just reading how to get a broken key out of a lock.
Oh.
And I go... You were just reading that. He goes, yeah, like yesterday I was just reading that. And I go, oh, all right. Well, don't worry about it. We've figured it out. We got a key. It's fine. And he doesn't tell me, and I still don't know what he did. I don't know if he just used pliers or tried his trick, but the key was jammed further in there when I went back the next day. And I went, oh, that's crazy. Now there's no shit. You can't. You could barely see it if you look in. So whatever he did made it worse.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. Well, they must have some way of getting that thing out of there at the RV rental place. Did you wind up getting fined or any kind of...
No, if anything, we should find them. That was their janky key, not...
And also, get this house quieted down. Oof. This thing makes a lot of noise when I hit a bump.
You know what I thought of? I don't know if I said this to you yesterday. There was a point, and it's just in my memory how the opening of this show went, but... That $6 million man where he's like, it's breaking up, it's breaking. And the spaceship around him that he's flying in is just rattling and blowing apart. That's actually what it felt like just rumbling down the road. Yeah. Like this thing's coming apart. It really was loud. It really, there's just a constant. I think what you'd want if you did that again and you had a janky one of these is like some noise reducing headphones or something.
Or some duct tape. Let's tape everything down.
Maybe
wrap this thing in that. John was I was telling John all about it, you know, and he was all had a million questions because it's RVs and we talk about RVs all the time. And his favorite part was that you were the stewardess. Like that was.
Is that great?
It's I go, yeah. So Christina totally tricked Vinny into having to care for the kids the whole time. They were like, she just got to sit and drive. She wouldn't let him drive. And he had to keep getting up and picking the choopy up off the floor, getting the, you know, wood. Daddy,
oh,
daddy.
You want melon? Let me come back there and get that for you.
Yeah.
Oh
yeah.
Strawberries? Sure. I'm on that. Let me
Well, now
that
you know what
you.
It's like to be a stewardess or flight attendant. You know, I think that's fantastic. I like in it's so genius in its simplicity. She's all, I'm going to have a vacation.
Yeah, she had a vacation.
She didn't have to do all the stuff that... Because, of course, normally she would have been having to do it, and you would have been driving, and it's just... She's genius. She's like a mad evil genius.
I didn't really put that part together now that you're mentioning it.
For sure, this was planned out. She thought to herself, how do I... Oh,
I didn't really see that in the big picture at the time, but now that you're saying it, the truth is this trip was about her. It was suggested by me because I know she loves these RVs. And
oh,
the plan...
you're the one who suggested this.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh.
No, I look. All nonsense aside, she's been way overworked by this pandemic. Like between working and having the two kids at home and having no help and having to do school at the like, it's been a hard year. Really, really, really hard.
And she has all that special cooking to do. I mean, honestly, she's put upon that woman.
It's pretty heavy. So this was about her. I didn't put in or mix in the her driving part of the equation and me doing the stewardessing. But as far as the... Once we got the kids dropped off at Nona's, what day did we land there? It must have been Sunday. That first day we landed in Oceanside, she kind of just napped most of the day.
Oh.
Like I'm sitting there going,
hey, are we going to do anything?
And she just slept. She just was like, I'm just going to.
That's so nice. So, AC in that beast of yours that you're driving around?
Yeah, we didn't need it once we hit the beach, but there was.
Nice.
Once we hit the beach, there was a beautiful breeze blowing, and it was nice. And
open up the windows.
Very cool. It was really, really, really nice, yeah. Anyway,
So you dropped the kids off at Nona's house.
And initially, that wasn't the plan.
Oh.
But there was a point where we realized, you know, if we really want a break.
Couple days without them youngsters. And Nona was,
I'll take them.
Right.
I got this. I want that. So it was great. And she loved it.
Grandparents are the best thing ever invented. Yeah,
she loved
it.
The kids loved it. They were spoiled rotten. There were 1,000 new toys, bubble guns and that make noise and dresses. There were new clothes there waiting for them.
All the things.
It was a whole thing for the kids.
Childhood wonderland at grandma's
house. And mom got to not answer to all of that.
Mom?
Ask
mom dad.
That.
Yeah. Every parent, really. I mean, kids say your name in this particular tone that just by the end of the day, it's like someone's poking fingers in your eyes, you know? Just like, what now, dear? What else can I do for you today?
Yesterday, the missus had to take our oldest to multiple doc appointments because we're doing this switching this. We have to get more serious about how we're going to get her into remission from what she's got, which is Crohn's, if you don't know. But we can't get her out of this phase she's been stuck in. And so they're going to put her on a liquid diet for 8 weeks, which is just horrifying. But that's not the story. The story is yesterday they left and they were gone. I got off here and went straight home. And she left me with Hulk Baby from 11 to 5. And you'd think I'm her dad. Of course,
what could possibly go wrong?
And nothing did go wrong, other than you could see my patience just flying out of me,
chipping away.
You know, in video games, how your man's life just starts to disappear as you're down to the very little.
I need some health.
Oh, I just was coming, and we couldn't nap. She wouldn't do it. She wasn't having it, and she wants. She really does change her mind about every 3 minutes.
As far as like what she's wearing.
Anything.
Or what
name
she's,
it. I'll sit here. I'm done here. Put this show on. I'm done with that show. Try this one. Hey, let's go play. Oh, my God. I don't know how any parent. Like, I know many people. That's their zone. You know, like for them. That's where they are at their best.
Let's get out the finger paints. Oh, how about some Play-Doh?
Right. Absolutely.
And
I know there are
books.
Many parents
who bake
just
cookies.
Thrive in those moments. I do not.
My God.
I am not good.
You know what, though? You're exactly who you need to be for
I'm
her.
Trying
She's
my hardest.
A lot
but
from
there
you
was a point where she goes, are you mad at me? And I just go.
Well, nobody vibes like you do, Vinny. We've said it a million times. You don't have to say you're mad for us to know you're mad. So I'm sure your kid, who is totally tuned into you.
Yes. I go, no, honey, I'm not mad at you. It's just been a long day. And if you remember, you're the one that woke me up at 9 o'clock last night.
Remember that?
Yeah. The night before, this was the funniest part of it all, was the night before. This is like right after vacation, Sunday night.
Hard enough to get to sleep. Absolutely difficult.
And I got to sleep. I was sound asleep. And that kid came in and put her hand right on my face. And I just woke up, and that was that. And I was like,
That's when you're like,
here?
I am putting you up for adoption. Sorry, I really, you're great, but I can't.
Yeah, I don't know. Brian, I don't know how you've been doing that, dude.
And he is doing it, man.
Are you still with Cameron every day?
Yeah, I am. Actually, right now, Anita has a break, so that gives me a break, too, so we can kind of trade off, which is awesome.
What do you mean a break? Like vacation?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Time off.
So she got off, and now
she's home.
Doing mm-hmm. baby.
Right. Right. Exactly. Yeah. But she has her facials and her haircuts and like that.
So Britt and I sit on the Zoom all day, and we're, you know, when he can, like, we'll have it on. And Cameron is just crawls all over him like a monkey. He doesn't even notice her.
Yeah,
she's crawling all over, grabbing the mic, talking to me.
She loves, you know, the mic.
Oh my god, she's that girl's got mic technique. She's all, let me get this exactly where it needs to be.
Oh,
you know, hi Aunt Sarah.
Cough away.
She's not
mic.
Forcing you to take her.
Oh, he takes
you
her.
Can. She'll stay in that room for hours with you.
Oh no, but she loves. She actually loves. She sees me go because I'm always testing as I do. And so I'm like, check, check. She goes, I want to do that. And so she'll sit there for hours going, check, check, check. And I'll give her the reverb. Check, 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 check. And she just can do that for days.
And then he can sit there and work on the on whatever right. he's trying to do.
So now I have levels. I have somebody giving me levels. can you say your ABCs, all right? I'll go ahead and try this out. And if I need to, I'll throw on a Blippi karaoke and have her sing with that. You know?
Oh. Oh, my God.
Blippi does karaoke too, huh?
There's a karaoke Blippi track, you know, where she can write, sing along with it. So.
I think Blippi was where things went south yesterday for me. Blippi's tough, man. You know, there
he's
are things
tough, but
you
he's
like.
A savior at the same time, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, I get that my daughter loves Blippi, and it's worked out from that standpoint. And Blippi's not bad. I don't know that there's necessarily real instructional video happening there. There's some colors, you know, or he'll do a little numbers. Mm. Mostly he's just a silly man that is, you know, sort of. I want to say it's for his own purposes almost that he gets to just be childlike in settings of his choosing.
You know, Vinny, now I'm thinking about this. We need a Vippy. Like, I'm pretty sure that this could be like a huge. I mean, that guy's probably worth millions of dollars now.
Mm-hmm. I bet he is.
Like, I mean, you're a dude you're creative. You come up with little stories. You put on a goofy outfit and point to colors. I mean, that's.
I'm going to tell you something. This is the honest truth, because I've thought about this.
You could do it.
Before I had kids as a young man, I could have done that. I absolutely.
Why not now?
Because I'm 50-something and my patience is toast. I don't have it in me anymore. I can't be that. I don't have it. I don't know why it went away, but I don't have that. I can't do it for hours on end like I once could. Or I don't even feel that sort of goofy playfulness for blocks and dolls. Do you?
Well, my kids are grown. And no, right. I didn't feel it. But I never felt that. Dolls? No. That was never for me.
My dad will play dolls with my niece. And I look and I'm like, you never played dolls with us.
He's a grandpa now.
Yeah, but it's just so
grandpas
funny
will
to
do
me.
Anything.
It's just so funny to me. He'll sit there and they'll give him a doll and he'll do the voices. And I'm like, you never did that. And then he goes, well, you never asked. I'm like, that's true. I didn't think to ask. I wouldn't ask my dad to play dolls with me.
And honestly, he was your dad, so he was sick of you. So
yeah, he was
when you're the grandpa.
In the backyard.
When you're the grandpa, you're totally down. You're not seeing the kid every single day. And they're just, you know.
But I just think it's funny just seeing him, like, play dolls. I'm like, well, that's weird. Like, I don't find it weird.
Think of the
but
great memories those kids are going to have. That's so awesome. Like, your grandma and grandpa, they really are. They're, like, the perfect time in their life to have them, love them up, spoil them, and hand them back.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It's so great.
You know, the thing is, I know that, and I've had lots of people write me and say, oh, these moments are the moments, you know? And I see that there are times, especially certain like snapshots, I guess you could say, where I'm just like, oh my God, that's the cutest thing. Or, oh, that was, I want to remember that forever. But the daily grind of it. Yeah, that's not, I'll definitely look back with
the days are long
with really rosy lenses. But right now that's just not, holy crap. No. When the door opened and the dog started barking and the wife came walking in last night, I was like, we made it! Yes!
We live.
Everybody's alive.
Our long national nightmare has ended.
That's right. Yeah.
Anyway. Well, you know, sounds like you had a day.
I'm glad that it's a new day. That's for sure. I went to bed really early in another
so
room.
Good. God, so good. And what do you mean in another room?
I went to bed at 7 o'clock. They bathe in our bedroom at 7 or 8 at night. So if I really want to go to bed at 7, like actually fall asleep and not just be there in bed reading something.
Right.
You know that Brady picture we all have where the Bradys are reading with the blanket
side
neatly
by
folded
side,
over
right.
their laps. unless I want to do that, I've got to go to another room and actually go to sleep, which I did. And I feel like a
Your little guitar
bucks.
Room, is that where you go?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. You got like a whole setup in there.
There's a little single bed in there and it's fine. And I slept from 7:30 till 4:30 this morning.
So good.
Nice.
Oh, check your Sleep IQ app.
That's not a sleep number bed.
Oh, damn it.
My that's sleep number bed's in the good room.
Right. Oh, that would have been the bad. You probably would have got 100.
It would. Well, and I've never gotten 100.
I got 100 one time.
You did?
I got 100. I slept for exactly 8 hours, didn't move, breath, you know, because it measures all this crap. This is not an ad for them. It's a great bed.
Were you ripped? That bed.
No. Oh, God, no.
Mm-mm. Oh.
In fact, when I'm ripped, my sleep is super restless and I wake up a lot.
They say that.
Yeah. Like, I get low scores on ripped nights, which I don't have that many.
Hey, we have to start.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, boy, we sure do. God, I feel like we just started.
Mm-hmm.
KLLC, KLLC HD1, San Francisco, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Thank you for listening. We'll be right back.
Honey.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.